Now, what did you do in the talk about your job?
I was a shop checker. I was a relief checker for the production of the people working on the machines there. And during the time I was there, you know, I worked whenever they needed me sometimes. And since I lived just two blocks away from the Armory, I sometimes had to work the 11 to 7 shift. But in the early 40s like that, there wasn't that much danger on the streets. I couldn't do it now, but I was only two blocks away. I walked, and I suspect my mother and father prayed too, because they weren't, you know, they weren't religious fanatics, but they were both very, very strong Christians, and they trusted the Lord to protect me. And it wasn't a dangerous time. It was, you know, and I didn't mind doing, I was a child of the Armory. I'd grown up there just two blocks away. I used to tell them, I told the folks at the program, you know, that I used to roller skate down that hill. And it was made my legs, I went so fast that my legs would be humming when I got down the bottom of the hill. But I loved it. I used to, and you know, I couldn't go into the skating rinks where they had, because they, at those days, they didn't have political or illegal separation, segregation, but you knew where you weren't welcome. And so you didn't go, you know.
So how did you know?
Well, you know, you wouldn't be, they might not even have let you in, but I didn't have the money anyway, it didn't matter. I was poor, P-O apostrophe, too poor to have the whole word. And it didn't bother, you know. For one thing, growing up in the 30s, almost everybody was poor. The only people who weren't poor were the kids from Long Meadow whose parents would take them out of private school when they got into ninth grade so that they could go to classical high school, which was about number three in the nation on college prep. So I had marvelous teachers. I had a marvelous education. So I've always been so proud of being a product of Springfield. In that terms, there was stuff I had. I was able to take languages, and all. I had all the equipment, the mental equipment, and the support from my teachers, so that, you know, I did well. I was in my class, top of my class, and it was interesting. I don't know whether this was. I know it wasn't gossip, but apparently there was one female teacher, whose name I don't really recall, who couldn't believe that this black child, African-American, Negro, whatever they were calling me, could be that smart. She said, well, she gets in my class. Well, guess what? There were a couple of male white teachers, well, there weren't any black teachers anyway, who used to be sure at the beginning of the school year that I was never in any of her classes. So when I graduated top of my class, there it was. Was interesting. You get angels in all the most unexpected places. And one of the things I know about my life is that I've been blessed by angels in various and sundry places. You know, people who just were lovely to me for whatever reason. So I know that I have been, people say you were lucky. I said, I wasn't lucky. I was blessed. I had good parents. I had good friends. I had good teachers. And the good Lord gave me a brain, and I was able to use it. It was funny, though, you know. I wasn't pretty, but apparently I had a nice body and pretty legs. And the fellas, well, that's what my husband told me, too. But anyway, well, the fellas over at Harry Medical College, those were the only fellas around when I was in school at Fisk, because the rest of them were all in the service. In fact, the fellas at Meharry were in service, too. What was it, the ASTP? I don't know what that meant, but the medical students, they were all, well, you know, they all had the $64 question, and I had the $64.50 answer. No. You smiled, but you know, hey, I knew what I was there for a purpose. And it was a temptation because some of those guys were handsome, but they had a girlfriend in the city. They had one in the nursing school there, in the med school, and they were looking for somebody. No. But you didn't argue. You didn't get ugly. You didn't complain. You just smiled and said, no. No, thank you. I knew I was there for a purpose. I couldn't, and there wasn't any way for me to screw up and go home. This was my only chance. And so I was blessed. The good Lord gave me the common sense. It was difficult sometimes. You liked being popular because I was a good dancer too. But hey, no, thank you. I have to do what I have to do.